Hello and welcome to Natural Health Dialogue. I'm Joseph.
And I'm Randy.
Randy Lee is a naturopathic doctor, and we hope to give you 10 minutes of concise and helpful naturopathic information. And today's topic is near and dear to my family's heart. It's something that I have read and understand, and Randy can correct me if I'm wrong, but affects so many areas of our life. We'll not be able to cover it all in 10 minutes, but I'm going to learn some things I think that I didn't know before. Randy, what's our topic today?
Today we're going to talk about why we need probiotics. Probiotics are very much in the literature these days. There's probably more research on probiotics and gut health in our field today than any other single topic. The last year or two, virtually every conference I've gone to, virtually everything that I've read, they're talking about gut health.
It's a big topic.
Tie between gut health and brain health. More nerves running between your gut and your brain than between the brain and anything else in your whole body.
Right.
So gut health is really key to being healthy. And the gut is very much regulated and controlled by probiotics. Pro means for, anti means against. Biotic just means life. So an antibiotic is against life. It's killing things. A probiotic is for life. It's what makes it possible for us to have life.
Okay, that sounds backwards. I take antibiotics to get better.
You take antibiotics to get rid of pathogens that may be causing you problems. It's not to get better, because once the antibiotics have wiped out the bad bacteria, they don't discriminate. They also wipe out your good bacteria. Mm. And so we generally say, if you've taken a round of antibiotics, the next thing you should do as soon as you finish those is go a round of probiotics to repopulate your body with the probiotics, the friendly bacteria, the for-life bacteria that you need. Without them, you may have noticed that you take a round of antibiotics and then for several weeks you have trouble with your digestive system.
Right.
And that's because you don't have the probiotics to build it. You can build that back by immediately taking your probiotics.
So you're saying it's not a good idea to take the probiotics while you're taking antibiotics?
You can take your probiotics, and then the minute you take your antibiotics, it kills them back off again.
Oh, so it's not doing any good.
On the other hand, I do have a number of older clientele who really have digestive issues anyway, and they desperately need those probiotics. And so we just tell them to make sure that you put at least a couple of hours between them and take your antibiotic and let it do what it's going to do. And a couple hours later, take a probiotic.
Okay.
And then the next time you take your antibiotic, you're going to kill those off. But for the period of time that they're in your system, without the antibiotic there, you'll get some benefit from it. But for sure, when you finish the round of antibiotics, then start a round of probiotics.
Okay. Well, how do these things work?
Well, they're absolutely essential for your digestive process. Let me give you a one-minute summary of the digestive process. You take food and you put it in your mouth and you chew it up. There's an enzyme in your mouth called ptyalin. There are other things as well. But immediately it starts to digest or break up the food while it's in your mouth. You swallow it into your stomach. The liver and the gallbladder throw in bile salts. The pumps within the stomach itself put in hydrochloric acid. The pancreas has some 50 different enzymes that it puts in there. And everything gets made into we call it a milieu. It's basically mushed up everything so that it's virtually liquid. It's sort of like a very thick soup.
Okay.
None of it's digested.
Right.
So then you have to swallow it. It goes through a little thing called the duodenum that neutralizes those stomach acids. Otherwise, if you put hydrochloric acid into your small intestine, you'd burn it up.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you get into the small intestine, that's where your probiotic live. And they're there in the billions. They're literally pounds of probiotics, 4 or 5 pounds of probiotics that live in your small intestine.
Okay.
The small intestine is roughly 40 feet long.
Right.
And the reason it's so long is because all of this food starts floating through there, and there are all these probiotics. The difference in an antibiotic in your digestive system and a probiotic is that the antibiotic eats your food and excretes toxins, things that your body doesn't like. they would make you sick. The probiotics eat your food and digest vitamins, minerals, fiber, phytonutrients, things that you need, and in a form that are readily available for the body to use. And so as that milieu now goes through your small intestine, there's some little hair-like substances that are all along the lining of your intestine, and they soak up those vitamins and minerals, phytonutrients, other nutrients that you need, and put those into your bloodstream, and that's how you get your health. Bottom line is, without your probiotics, you don't get any nutrients from your food. Without your probiotics, you don't get any regulation in your gut. And so they're absolutely essential. And in addition to that, we've already done a podcast on warring, those antibiotics. Well, another way that your body fights those bad bacteria is by having a good colony of good bacteria. It's sort of like whichever the stronger army wins. So if you've got a good strength of probiotics, then that's going to help you keep from getting sick from those antibiotics and the toxins that they're putting in your system as well.
So another benefit to maintaining good gut health.
Absolutely. Kind of interesting to note that both diarrhea and constipation are symptoms that can be indicators of inadequate levels of probiotics in your system. It's because they also regulate your digestive time in your system as well. And so you need them for both to keep both of those ailments away as well.
Okay. And so how does one keep their probiotic army healthy?
Most of your probiotics, if you read on the labels, if you're taking supplemental probiotics, you read on the label, you'll find that they have something called inulin. There are inulin, choline. There are a few other ingredients that are actually things that feed the probiotics while they're in the capsule. And then when they're in your stomach, they eat the food that you eat. And so the way to keep them healthy is to eat good food. When you're eating a lot of negative foods, bad foods, you're killing off your probiotics as well.
Bad foods like
sugar.
Oh, we
like
talked about
white
that.
Foods, your white potatoes and your starches
of
and
course.
Your
you're
white
say noodles
rice.
Next, right?
Yeah, things made from those white flours as
foods.
Well. Those are actually things which serve as a detriment to your probiotic. Your probiotics and can actually kill off some of those. So you need to watch your diet and have a healthy diet to have a healthy level of probiotics.
Okay. And so that's how I maintain them. What if I've just annihilated them because I just took antibiotics for something or given them to my kids for their strep throat or what have you? How do I get them back up?
There are two or three things that you can do. Obviously, you can take supplements. They're in every health food store in America today. It's a very big part of our product line. You can get them that have anywhere from 1 to 15 strains. There are over 200 strains of non-probiotics, but we've really studied a dozen or so of them. And so we have as many as 15 to 20 strains in some supplements, and they'll be in the billions, anywhere from 500 million to I've got several that have got 100 billion in there.
Wow.
You may not need that many unless you've got some condition where you have to work on your gut a whole lot. You can do those. You can also get them from any number of vitamins that help to sustain those probiotics. You can get virtually all the B vitamins, folic acid, biotin help with those kind of things. Interestingly enough, fermented foods work are full of probiotics.
Such as yogurt?
The yogurts, the soft cheeses, the kefirs. I think everybody knows about those.
What's
they may
kefir?
Not know.
I don't know what a kefir is.
Kefir is actually a drink made out of milk products. That have high biochemical probiotic content to them.
Okay.
Other naturally fermented foods like sauerkraut, kimchi, some of the Oriental things. Those are rich in probiotics as well. Mm. So supplements, cheeses, fermented foods
pickles?
Of any kind, pickles. Yeah, we'll have probiotics in them as well.
Okay, Randy, we've got 30 seconds. Can you close this out?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you real quickly that there are other things that your probiotics do for you as well. They help your body to digest fats and proteins. They stimulate the immune system to work properly. They help prevent parasitic infections when you're traveling or just when you're living outside. They feed your intestinal tissues. There are many, many benefits to probiotics, and everybody needs a healthy colony of them.
So watching your gut health is going to pay you a good dividend in return.
Yeah, it also helps with your brain health.
We hope you found that information helpful. I'm Joseph.
And I'm Randy.
And we hope to meet with you again.